This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast with Dean, Dylan, and Venus.
This is Mad Wednesday on Joy, and we are joined by a great songstress.
You're very excited, aren't you?
I'm excited.
I know I am. Very, very excited.
I just feel like I'm not going to bust out any singing because I will not be able to compete.
Well, you absolutely can't.
Get the applause ready for Wendy Matthews.
The studio audience is going crazy.
Oh, just bananas, and they all stop together abruptly too. That's amazing.
I know. It's crazy. So you are chatting with us today because you're performing in Both Sides Now, celebrating the songs of Joni Mitchell.
Which will be brilliant. It's a 16-piece band with a string section and five amazing women. And whoever does lead vocals, all the others are singing Joni backing vocals.
Are you serious?
So we're all sort of five mostly up there at the same time together. And it's just so exciting. We're all, you know, the introductory emails between us all, we're all going, whee! Well, we're all terribly excited about it.
We should let the listeners know because it's not just you. This is five amazing artists but with beautiful voices performing the music of Joni Mitchell. And there's also Kate Miller-Heidke, Ella Hooper.
Yes.
Christine Berardi and Rachel Gaudry. And so you're not all just singing solos. I just assumed it would be you all having different sets. You all get to jam together.
You bet. Well, Joni backing vocals are pretty, you know, intricate in themselves. So, and she's got lots of them. I think that's part of her musical charm. She's got amazing backing vocals and answers and all sorts of different nature of backing vocals. So yes, we all get to try those on too.
Is there a particular Joni song that speaks to you, speaks to your heart, speaks to your soul?
Oh God, yeah. Look, I don't know how the hell I'm supposed to get through some of these. I'll be on my knees bawling. But it depends on the day. You know, she's got some exquisite, somehow beautifully ironic and kind of, you know, I hate being in love, but I love being in love songs. And she also can get really political. I grew up in Canada, and there's, you know, as a kid, we had lots of Indian friends, and she talks about uranium ripping off their land, and she gets quite political too. So it depends on what you're upset about on the day. You can choose many Joni facets.
Well, I guess that gives you a whole array of energies to choose from when you're going to be performing the numbers.
Exactly. Although we were given a list of all the songs that were to be performed, and they said, give us your best case scenario wish list of what you'd like to sing. It's a huge, it covers all sorts of different times of her career and life.
Oh, that sounds so fantastic. Now, have you all started rehearsing yet? Because this isn't happening until July.
No, we haven't. We've all got our songs. We've all got our parts. We're working on them separately and learning. The week before the Opera House, go figure, a few days before the Opera House, we all get together and we go through the show.
I mean, that just sounds like to me it's going to be a whole lot of fun because you're all so professional and you're all so wonderfully talented performers that it just sounds like that's going to be so much fun.
I know. I cannot wait. All of us can't wait. So, all very excited.
So were you happy with your set list that you've been given and allocated for the show? Did you get your top picks?
Yeah, I did. I got a lot of them.
That is good.
We've got like five solos each. And yes, I got my wish list. I think we all did, really.
That shows the diversity of Joni Mitchell that you can all get your favourites.
Now, I think, do you know who Joni Mitchell is as a performer, Dylan? We've got two very different ages in hosts.
I do.
I just wanted to make sure.
Well, Big Yellow Taxi is a big one.
Yellow Taxi all the way through to, I mean, she's still, I prefer Joni Mitchell albums in the later stage of her life. She doesn't hit notes that only dogs can hear. It's much lower and richer and, I don't know. I prefer her later stuff.
And there's also the scene in Love Actually, which is a bit heartbreaking.
Yeah, there you go.
That song. Yeah,
I do love that for many people who didn't grow up with the music, that's their introduction. But what an amazing introduction!
I Exactly. They were so honoring in that scene to use that song from Joni when she opens the box and realizes it's the CD, not the jewelry. Where the hell did the jewelry go?
Crushes you every Christmas.
Yeah, that was just heartbreaking.
So heartbreaking. So I'm trying to lead towards, if you've got your preference of songs, you've got your list, you like the ones in the later years, will you be performing any of those on the night?
Yes, I certainly will. And as I say, there's a 16-piece band with an orchestra.
Orchestra. I just thought 16-piece band. So not wait, orchestra and 16-piece band?
I shouldn't say orchestra. string section. I shouldn't say orchestra.
I mean, it must be really great to be able to perform with, you know, a much bigger band and have all those instruments and just to bring so much more level to it all.
Absolutely, because we're all used to, we know our own careers back to front, you know what I mean? We know we just can slip into that. This is a whole different thing, and it's really exciting for all of us because we get to step right out of the bag, and it's such a gorgeous bag.
Do you love these kind of gigs where you get to perform with other performers and in this way instead of just featuring, you know, getting up and featuring
Absolutely.
Yourself?
Absolutely. That's what I mean. It's just great fun to do that, and that's what the spirit of music is supposed to be about in the first place. So I love collaborating with folks. You don't get to do it that often. None of us do.
And you mentioned your warm-up act at the Sydney Opera House Concert Hall on a Sunday. But then you're travelling on the Tuesday to the Melbourne Arts Centre and Hame Hall. Not comparing cities. Obviously, you're going to prefer the Melbourne gig.
Cities, not a dress rehearsal, but, you know
it's sort of like a last dress rehearsal.
That's right. You know, we've got two shows at the Sydney Opera House on the same night. You know, whammo, two shows.
Two on the same night, that energy-wise is just going to be really intense.
I know, and it's straight out of the box, first shows. So Melbourne will really have it down. We'll be much more relaxed. And then we go on to, like, Canberra, Brisbane, etc. So it's a full week.
It's so fantastic that you get to explore this music, experience it, bring it together with other artists, bring together the music of Joni Mitchell. And, I mean, within the span of a couple of weeks, just put it all together, put it all out there, and then perform it in this way.
Yeah, I know. It's that's what it's about.
Do you
super excited? This is a bit special, this show.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the music is just amazing. Do you love having this opportunity to be able to work on this kind of music instead of working on your own and working in this way?
Absolutely. As I say, none of us really get to collaborate with other people, especially five women. This Joni Mitchell thing happened about 8 years ago, and there were seven women. With the same band and the string section, and it was just exquisite. So all of us have been hanging out for the last 8 years going, hey, come on, let's do that Joni thing again. So here we are, completely refreshed, dropped it down a bit to be a bit more intense about it. Five amazing women. And, so there we go.
And then
it's super exciting getting to step out of the box.
And then what's next for you? What's on the Wendy Matthews agenda for 2018?
Yeah. Last album I put out was called Billy and Me, some songs Billie Holiday. We're doing a lot of that stuff lately live and doing all these gold shows most weekends, which is stuff, you know, it's a whole lineup of Russ Wilson and Glenn Shark and Steve Kilby and the Eurogliders and Wendy and all sorts of folks. So that's an excellent fun too. We have a handful of songs and they've been big concerts and we've been moving around the country.
So you're a nomadic.
Oh, yeah. We're gypsies. That's part of the gig. It's part of the job.
It's what you got to do. It's the way you got to
roll. Gypsy, I'm imagining now Fleetwood Mac.
It's the nature of the work.
Just imagine you moving on to just more and more artists. Fleetwood Mac. Yeah, no.
Well, everyone, you've got to go and see Both Sides now, celebrating the songs of Joni Mitchell. We've got Kate Miller-Heidke performing, Ella Hooper, of course, the fabulous Wendy Matthews. Wendy, thank you so much for joining us today.
There's also thank you.
Christine Berardi and Rachel Gaudry. It's happening in Sydney on Sunday the 15th of July, in Melbourne at the Arts Centre Hamer Hall on Tuesday the 17th, and at the QPAC Concert Hall on Wednesday the 18th. So you want to get your tickets now. It's going to be absolutely amazing.
And get your tickets from BothSidesNowLive.com.
Go and get them right now. Wendy, thank you so much for joining us on Mad Wednesday.
Pleasure. Lovely to talk to you guys.
You're on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.